Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM Shir number 157. We are in the book Win-Win Marriage by Yecheskel Seltzer about daily interactions in marriage. We're up to building tool number 3, which is becoming a mashpia, which is focusing on being a giver. You know, as a baby, we are mekabels. We're used to being a taker. And sometimes in adolescence, also just grows into that default mode of being a taker. But they discover sometimes, even as a teenager, you want to have friends and you want to have healthy companionship. You need to give a listening ear and so on and so forth. A workman also discovers if he works that he has to give help to his coworkers to have a pleasant environment. So marriage gives us the opportunity to become a giver, to become a mashpia. The ideal of marriage is for the husband to be the mashpia, and the wife to be a makabel. And this is put into the ksuba. This chayv is to give your wife, under the chuppah, you promise her food and shelter and clothing and intimacy. And yes, your wife has her own responsibilities and her own ways of showering it back to you, and her responsibilities and so on and so forth. But the spiritual, primius, kabbalistic, and practical aspects is that her greatest gifts that you will receive from her is first by you seizing upon that matana of having the opportunity to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being a mashpia, by being a giver. According to the author of Manus Friedman, all problems of marriage originate when something is off and out of alignment between the mashpia and mekabel concept. The concept of marriage is that concept. If a man isn't a mashpia, he isn't the giver, then it destroys the mekabel, the receiver, because if the wife isn't receiving, it will kill him. He needs to be the one who gives, and his wife needs to be the one to rely on him, to look up to him. And the first thing to understand is that definition of what a mashpia is. A mashpia does not mean you're a dictator. A mekabel won't be a mekabel if you're a dictator or you're overruling her. A mashpia is someone who's sensitive to the needs of the mekabel. Otherwise, you're an abuser. Like a malamed who walks into class and doesn't care about what his students want to know or teach, and he has his own favorite mesechta. He's going to teach that. So that's not about being mashpia. That's someone just trying to do a job. A real mashpia is someone who says, I feel your need and I can help you. Some husbands claim, you know, they're giving everything to their wives, everything in the world. But is it everything she asks for? Everything he thinks in his mind that she should have? That's a big yesod. It's according to the Ratzon of the Mekabel. A real mashpia gives himself over completely to the Mekabel in those areas that the Mekabel really, truly needs. In Chassan's classes, as an example, one said, I learned that a husband is supposed to be mashpia, but from the time we were married, my wife didn't want to be the Mekabel. I would give her advice. She would ignore it. I would tell her what she needs to clean for Pesach, and the rest would be spring cleaning. She didn't agree. I would tell her the halacha about making tea on Shabbos. She said she learned differently in seminary. You know, so in those 3 years, I was learning full-time in Kollel, and she was working full-time. I got a small Kollel stipend, but she was supporting us, and she was the boss. And at the time, we were married for 5 years, and we had 2 kids. And I was working in administration in a nursing home. My wife, as a speech therapist, still earned more than I did. And the Rav gave a shir on being mekabel mashpia. Spoke to him privately. Now, he made a radical suggestion that the wife cut down her work hours so that he'd make more money than she does, and she'll feel taken care of him financially. And he was surprised by that idea. And the rabbi asked if his wife would, what she would feel about working less, and he said she would love it. She never felt good about keeping her babies in daycare, and I just didn't know how to manage with less income. So they adjusted that, and she started working less, enjoyed staying home. She became more relaxed to cook, bake, and be a mother, and she became more receptive to his advice and his ideas. And he felt he grew in stature in her eyes. I was taking care of her. I was paying the bills. I took care of banking. I took care of financing. And, you know, So before, she expected me to do half the housework and childcare, and now that I'm supporting the family fully, and she took the load off him, and so on and so forth. Now, this advice doesn't necessarily work for everybody. The idea is that, let's say the matzav is where your wife is working and more than you, or earning more than you, you could still find ways to be a healthy mashpia to her. Because it's not just about money. It's about the true care and giving and dignity and so on and so forth. There are many, many ways to be mashpia. One example of being mashpia is to provide that hashpah panimius, that inner hashpah of a religious Tairadika healthy atmosphere. You learn Torah in the house. Every time you learn Torah in the house in an erlicha way, that's why it's so important, not just to run away in the base medrash by learning. It's so important in the household structure, not just for the kids, the chinuch of the kids, to see how a ben Torah conducts himself in the house and being kaveh itim Torah and learning and davening in the house. That brings the avir of to the kids and gives them the values of Torah. But for one's own wife, it creates a dignity. It creates hashpah. Torah is hashpah. Or you're making kiddush, or you're going to shul to daven, or you're saying divrei Torah by the Shabbos table, or singing zmiris by the Shabbos table, making avdalah. All these things is an inner hashpah that you mashpia. Not just to the overall household, but to your wife. Another thing is, like I said, in the situation, you know, your wife may be earning more technically, but these acts of service of helping her around the house, helping her with her child care, helping her doing errands, helping her make repairs, and so on and so forth. Now, we once talked about a husband giving advice, that very often when a wife asks for advice, the wife doesn't really want the advice itself, but just wants that listening ear and empathy. So it's very important that you first empathize with your wife. But very often afterwards, she does want to hear advice, but not initially. So it's a very important thing to understand that overall, a wife sometimes resents when she talks to her husband about a problem and he right away responds, oh, this is the solution. Instead of doing this wise thing of giving her a listening ear and empathy. That's how you mashpia too. You mashpia by giving her a listening ear. You mashpia to her by giving her empathy. Giving her time, giving her attention. We discussed the love languages. We had separate shiurim on it. We discussed it a little bit in this set of shiurim. One of those love languages is quality time. You put away that cell phone. You focus exclusively on your wife. Doing a date night like we're going to discuss. You don't have to give her lavish, expensive jewelry or things you cannot afford. She will value very much your gift of time and your gift of attention. And that's such an important thing. So the idea of giving, the idea of helping each other, the idea of working with each other in being mashpia, That's such an important yesod. And again, that doesn't mean there's no real needs. You know, there is real needs, and we could talk about that as well. But this is a big part of it. You are constantly, constantly doing chasadim as a husband for your wife and giving and providing for her and taking care of her. And I know some people will say, well, their wife has a tougher personality or more like a tomboy type, not into the emotions that much, and so on and so forth. That may be true, and you have to align with the personality. Again, the personality type shiurim does help with these type of things. But regardless of that, the pnimi is deep inside. They need to be nourished. Whatever the love language is, the acts of service sometimes is the hashpah. All five languages of love is an act of hashpah, if you think about it. The physical touch certainly is hashpah. Again, we're not talking about sexual touch right now, but just the physical comforts of holding hands, embracing, with gentleness and so on and so forth. That is hashpah. Again, in a non-threatening, beautiful way, you could give that to your wife. The idea of words of affirmation. People don't think of Diburim as hashpa, but Dibur, the purpose of Dibur, is to build and to be mashpia and to help the Diburim Toivim. When you learn in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim about the negative aspects of Lashon Hara, Rechilas, and all of those things, he also talks about the beautiful things of using your Lashon, using your tongue for the beautiful ways of spreading goodness and being done the Kapschus and bringing, saying compliments and building and growing. The words of affirmation and giving chizik is a form of giving, is a form of true giving and being mashpia. Quality time we just spoke about. Giving gifts in your own small way is, of course, being mashmia. That doesn't have to be crazy expensive, the buying flowers or the token of appreciation that way. And acts of service is an act of love. People sometimes don't feel that way. What is the bit? So I'm washing the floor for my wife. Okay, not a romantic thing. I'm taking out the garbage. It's not a romantic thing. That is etzem hashpa as well. So all of these ways of the five languages is the idea of mashpia. When we talked about the 10 needs, the various needs, and your mashpia, those needs for your wife, for what she needs, that is a koyach of hashpa. We'll be mesayim this year by explaining that the makabel end is not a selfish thing. The wife needing to be makabel. We explained it Api Kabbalah, and it's so true that the woman, the wife, Malchus, Nekeva, feminine energy, comes from the earth, Adama. Adama is dry, barren, in and of itself, without the rainwater and without the sunlight. But when you provide the sunlight and you provide the rain, then it brings forth these beautiful fruits, and it gives the earth, that gives the world its plenty with tremendous hashpa. That's the way it is with a wife. You are mashpia. And it seems like you're giving and your wife is receiving, and there's nothing coming from it for you. It seems dry, it seems empty, but that's not true. Just like the earth from that, the sunlight and rain, grows beautiful fruits and produce and brings out beautiful treasures, and is inside this oil and wealth and gold and silver, though, that is mined from the earth. All those treasures come out by you first being mashpia to it. The same thing applies in a marriage. You're mashpia and she's a makabel, but that makabel bears fruit, bears children, bears peiros that comes back to you 1,000 times over and beyond. But the purpose of it is to be that koyach of mashpia, the way Hashem designed it, to bring this beautiful bracha into our lives. And with HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us be that healthy mashpia, the Shekhinah comes into our house and we have that beautiful, beautiful marriage and bracha and sipak ha-nefesh and nachas ruach. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us all be able to reach that. Be'ezes Hashem, b'mehei revi yameinu. Bracha v'atzlacha.